some strong words today from President Obama about the mistreatment of veterans at Veterans Affairs hospitals. The president spoke after meeting today with VA Secretary Eric Shinseki about reports that veterans are dying while they wait for medical appointments.
So when I hear allegations of misconduct, any misconduct, whether it's allegations of VA staff covering up long wait times or cooking the books, I will not stand for it.
Bruce Oster is NPR senior editor for national security. He's with us from Washington. Bruce, is the president standing by Shinseki?
I would say he's standing by him for now. As you hear there, you know, he said he will not stand for it. And what he's basically indicated at this stage is he understands people are angry, but there is an investigation underway at the VA to look into this. And the president has essentially given Secretary Shinseki time for that investigation to run its course. But when those results come in, the president also pledged that he will hold people accountable. And that, I think he hinted pretty strongly, will include Secretary Shinseki. So I would not say he's out of the woods, but I don't think that today's statement satisfies the people who really feel Shinseki is the symbol of this problem and that he needs to go right now.
And this problem started with allegations at the VA facility in Arizona. How wide is the investigation now?
That's exactly right. And the question out of the gate was whether or not this was a one-off, whether something was going on down in Phoenix that was unique. But over the last few weeks, what we've seen is one case after another. Now the VA has announced that it's expanding its investigation to 26 different places. So the issue is whether or not what we're seeing here is something system-wide, whether they created a problem in the system in which people out there in the country were somehow encouraged or had an incentive to mislead. And basically what it came down to was the VA set a very difficult target. You will see people within 14 days. The problem might have been that that 14-day target was really unattainable. So rather than say, hey, we can't do it, people out in the country were fudging the numbers to make it look like they were hitting those wait times.
Well, and we know there's some movement on Capitol Hill to overhaul the VA system to some degree. There's a bill there. Tell us what that would do.
Sure. And this is a little bit of a sideshow, but what they're doing is they would give Secretary Shinseki or any secretary the authority to get rid of people at high levels. You know, there are civil service protections and so forth that make it very hard to get rid of people in the government. This would allow the secretary to remove people. Secretary Shinseki has indicated he does not want that power because he thinks it would make the VA an undesirable place to work. People who are looking for some sort of job security would not want to be there.
And President Obama, meanwhile, has put one of his top advisors in charge of looking into all of this and trying to find solutions. Remind us about that and what he is supposed to be doing.
Sure. And this is really a signal of just how important this issue has become to the White House. They've moved one of the deputy chiefs of staff, whose name's Rob Neighbors. They've moved him over to essentially oversee the investigation. He's going to be looking into a lot of the details. But at some level, what this is a political signal that the White House understands that this is a very fraught issue, that the president has to be seen as standing up for veterans because the politics on this are not good for the White House. And there's a possibility that Republicans will see this latest episode at the VA as one more example of how the Obama administration cannot manage the government. That is the problem they want to head off, and that's why they've assigned this person to oversee the investigation.
That's NPR's senior editor for national security, Bruce Oster, joining us from Washington. Bruce, thanks so much.
You're welcome.